We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years that Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 23rd, goes to 37-year-old John Garza and 43-year-old Arlie Nemo of Virginia. Salute to everybody in Virginia. Now, these two convicts have been in custody in Newport News for months, facing a bunch of charges, including but not limited to contempt of court, probation violations, failure to appear, credit card fraud, forgery, possession of burglary tools, grand larceny. I mean, they just both career criminals. Or should I say they made being criminal their career, okay? Because life is about choices, and they chose a life of crime. It is what it is. And I must admit, they seem to be pretty good at it. Okay, never mind the fact that they're in jail. Okay, everyone gets caught at some point in time. That's just the way it is. But what kind of run do you have when you're out? All right, Garza and Nemo, in regards to crime, especially like petty crime, it seems like they up there with Jordan and Pippen, baby. I mean, I'm talking about LeBron James and D. Wade. Like, they are the Splash Brothers of criminology. And their latest crime, takes the cake. Or should I say pancake? What are you talking about, Uncle Charlotte? I know they've never been specific about what kind of cake people be taking, but I'm pretty sure it's a cake from a bakery, not a pancake. Never mind all that. Okay, you want to know what I'm talking about? Let's go to WTKR CBS News 3 for the report, please.
In what may seem like a movie plot, the Newport News Sheriff's Office says two inmates tunneled this hole in a cell wall to escape from the Newport News jail annex Monday evening. The sheriff's office says Arlie Nemo and John Garza were able to exploit a construction design weakness in the building and used a toothbrush and metal object to make the hole. Once outside, they scaled a security wall and got out. The jail annex is a minimum security facility, and the two were discovered to be missing during a routine headcount. But it was a tip from the public that led police to the IHOP on Mercury Boulevard in Hampton, where the two were apparently eating at about 3 a.m. this morning. Hampton police say the two were taken into custody without incident. Garza had been in custody since December on several charges, including probation violations. Nemo had been in custody since last October on charges, including credit card fraud.
Ladies and gentlemen, these men are career criminals. This is a crime, okay? But I don't know if that news report said it or not, because I wasn't paying all the way that much attention. But these guys escaped jail with a toothbrush. A toothbrush. And guess where they went after they got out of prison, Envy?
I heard.
Oh, they said it?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, I blanked out. Something's wrong with my brain lately. But yes, I want to say that even though these men are career criminals and this is a crime, you have to admit, escaping jail with a toothbrush just to go get some IHOP? Legendary. Drop one of Clues Bomb for those legends. I mean, come on, man. You went from the International House of Prison to the International House of Pancakes, okay? You gotta let a legend be a legend, baby. I can both acknowledge that this is Donkey of the Day worthy and legendary at the same time. These men exploited a construction design weakness with primitive made tools made from a toothbrush and a metal object, put a hole in the wall, went through the wall, then scaled over another security wall just to get some of those world famous buttermilk pancakes. Man, drop one of Clues Bomb for them. Man, I hope they had a full stack. Okay, 1129 before tax, 690 calories. All right, I'm going to be honest with you. They deserve it all. Big steak omelet for those two. All right, 1639 before tax, 1,040 calories. Give it to them. All right, center stack pancakes, 1259 before tax, 870 calories. Give it to them. Now, do I think it's extremely stupid that they escaped jail just to go to IHOP? Yes. But if you're already facing a bunch of charges and you're going to prison for the next decade or the next couple of decades and you really don't have no place to go if you actually escape, you just want to get out and get some fresh air, you know what I mean? YOLO! Okay, YOLO. You only live once, all right? In this case, IHOP! International House of Pancakes. Please give John Garza and Arlene Nemo of Newport News, Virginia, the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
I respect it.
Let's play a game.
You want to play a game?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, let's play a game of Guess What Race It Is.
All right.
We got 37-year-old John Garza and 43-year-old Arlie Nemo of Newport News, Virginia. They both escaped prison just to go get some IHOP. DJ Envy,
guess what race it is? I'm going to say white.
What makes you think they white?
Honestly?
I think black people. I hope you're being honest.
I think black people would have went to Waffle House.
You crazy. You're crazy and you're disrespectful.
In the South?
Don't act like IHOP ain't IHOP, bro.
But if you got a choice, you go to Waffle House. You ain't going to go to IHOP.
No, actually,
what?
If I had a choice, I'm going to IHOP.
Me too, but okay? In the South, we go to Waffle House. When you're in the South, you do Waffle House.
I'm South Carolina born and raised. I'm going to IHOP. Okay, I can think of plenty of nights in Columbia, South Carolina, when I went to IHOP over everything else.
And
okay.
I know the IHOP on Mercury Boulevard, they usually open 24/7. You know, I went to school in Hampton, Virginia, so I know that IHOP. But when I'm in the South, I got IHOP in New York. I'd rather go to Waffle House and get my chicken and waffles. I know black people, they going to... Are they white or black?
They're Caucasian, sir.
See, I knew it.
Okay.
I
don't think IHOP and Waffle House is a black or white thing. Because I'm telling you, plenty of nights in Columbia, South Carolina, I took my ass to IHOP on Assembly Street. Salute to everybody that's working in IHOP in Columbia, South Carolina on Assembly Street. 1031 Assembly Street, baby.
My goodness.
I actually got put in handcuffs in there one night. But
where?
In IHOP on Assembly Street.
No.
That was back in the day, though.
I do want to know what's wrong with the Virginia jails. The fact that you can get your way out with a toothbrush? Like, that doesn't seem
weird. They said it was a construction design weakness. And they say they don't want to speak too much on it because of security concerns.
Bro.
But if you can use a
primitive made tool. They don't want to speak on it. You got out with a toothbrush.
I mean, I guess they don't want to give too much away because then it'll give other prisoners ideas. But, you know, if you can escape with a primitive made tool, you know, made from a toothbrush and a metal object, man.
Jesus.
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. When you do stuff like that, you kind of deserve to be free. Like, it should be almost like a game. If you can get out, you deserve to be out.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, all right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
Now, when we come back, let's talk Stinky. All right. Now, a TikToker previously accused Little Meech. You know, Little Meech is in the BMF movie or the BMF series. They said he smells like a pound of onions. Now, we're taking
Little Meech was very musty on Friday night. He had went to six places and he smelled like a pound of onions. I just want to know what possessed him to put on that long sleeve shirt and to be so musty like that. He was musty. I mean, the whole's been talking about he been musty for the past week. You hear me?
Jesus.
I hate people. why do we even go around people, yo? Like, why are humans allowed to even be around each other? That you meet somebody and that's all you can think to do is go to your social media and talk about that person in that way.
But let's take it out of Little Meech. Right?
And then if Meech did that to her, you know what I'm saying? Because if Meech did that to her for something, everybody would be mad at Meech. But it's okay for her to do that to him.
He might have had a bad day, but let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Tell us about somebody that is always musty when they're around.
Always? Now, always is different.
Okay.
See, that woman was talking about a one-off.
I about to say, take it out of Meech, man. All right, so let's talk about somebody that is musty a majority of the time.
Y'all don't want to play this game with me.
Yes, we do. Let's do it. We're going to talk about it
when
we come back.
Y'all do not want to play this game with me this morning.
800-585-1051.
Boy, I'm going to pray right now if I see something stupid on this radio.
The Breakfast Club.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.